Did you know that Denton is the Halloween capital of Texas?
How do they determine that?
I don't know, but it is.
I've never heard that.
That's made up.
No, it's
you
not.
You just made that up.
No, I didn't either.
Well, we're out this morning at the 8th Annual Carson's Crusaders Charity Golf Tournament at the courses of Waters Creek here in Plano. Want to thank O'Hale Contractors and the Foundation for having us out this morning. Carson's Crusaders, they do great work helping support over 450 families battling pediatric cancer. And if you'd like to make a donation or find out more about this organization, go to carsonscrusadersfoundation.org. Golfers on the course this morning. Looks like great weather. A little windy today, but it's dry and sunny. And hey, little Wendy.
Gosh.
Little Wendy, we're going to have you give up that chair.
Whoa.
Because during the break,
this.
Wow, I heard a helicopter land right here on the putting green, and I can't believe this, but stopping by for his post-game visit in person here in McKinney
Cowboys owner and GM, yeah, good to see
Jerry
you.
Jones. Hello, Jerry. How are you? Yeah, have a seat right there. Put on that headset. We get to talk to Jerry in person about the big win over the Commanders. How are you?
A lot of breath.
Good to see you. I was flying my helicopter,
Right?
And knew it was getting time for us to visit, and I just told my pilot to just set her right down there on that that 18th.
You put it on
green.
The green.
I put it on green. So we'll repair those divots, those big ski divots that the helicopter ran. But I figured I'd come by and talk to y'all and see what's happening.
We'll put that microphone right by your head. There you go.
So how are you feeling overall about that win yesterday?
George, I'm feeling great.
It's Craig.
You know, it's days like yesterday that keep me from wanting to fall asleep inside my running Rolls Royce inside a closed garage. I tell you, I was very proud of our team, very proud of RPD. I'm sorry, RDP, as I call
RDP?
It.
RDP?
Yeah, that's Rain Dakota Prescott.
Okay.
Right.
Prescott. I thought he performed incredibly well. You know, if Romo was a miracle,
yes,
then RDP is a double-ended miracle.
Okay.
I mean, twice the pleasure watching him play. He plays up to his contract, you know.
Yes.
And did you know, I was laughing with my accountant the other day, that RDP, I pay him every year more money than I've paid hush money to Gene in the last 5 years.
Oh, my gosh, that's a lot.
Every year.
Bring up your
and
personal
you know
finances.
How much crappy artwork I've had to buy in the past 20 years.
Yeah, we've seen it.
Just because I get a little frisky with strippers and steakhouse bathrooms.
Well, back to football. Man, Dak is playing great. Your receivers are playing great, especially George Pickens. Can you elaborate on how important he's been to this team?
I can't.
Well, the microphone's really close.
I am in deep love with George Pickens. Right?
Are you?
Deep love. He completes me.
Wow.
George. In fact, I'm having a hard time imagining my life without George Pickens now.
Okay.
Wow.
There's nothing more I want than to go to wine country with George Pickens and just spend all day in bed, never seeing the sunshine. That's how much I love
you. Found
him
a new favorite, George.
I have. It used to be you.
Yeah.
But now I love George Pickens so much, I'm thinking about making him the voice of AT&T Stadium.
Wow, well, that'd be a waste. He needs to be
That's
on
how the, I show Georges that I love them. So, although I am a little bit worried that George Pickens is is pricing himself out of an extension with me.
He may get really expensive.
I love George Pickering, but I'm not spending money on players not named Dak anymore. So. In fact, I may just have George Picklins and
Pickens.
Brandon Aubrey turn them loose in an abandoned mall and give them each a pistol and three bullets and see which one comes out alive, and that's what I'll pay.
You don't have to do that.
Please
don't do that. How do you feel about your defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus, after that performance yesterday?
Well, that's a good question. It is. Matt Beaverjuice is...
Eberflus.
I think he bought himself another week of a paycheck.
Well, one more week.
At least one more week, yeah. because about a week, that's about as much faith I have in Matt.
That's not much.
I have as much faith in Matt as I have in Jerry Jr. making it through his elementary school graduation ceremony without having a potty accident.
Oh, come on.
Isn't he 60?
He's graduated a long time ago.
Well, he's tried to graduate a few times from elementary school. We're hoping this one takes. But yes, I thought that Matt, he did well. I don't trust him. I don't trust his defense is about as consistent as my grammar. Which, you know, that can get a little wide
iffy,
on you,
yeah.
But he's a nice guy. We appreciate it. Good
question. Speaking of coaches,
George, yes.
Dan Quinn.
I call on you, George.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Dan Quinn was back yesterday, your old defensive coordinator. Did you get a chance to visit with him?
I did. I enjoyed having the goateed, backwards hat-wearing Dan Quinn back in the building yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, his look always reminded me of some guy who sells commercial real estate during the day and then plays bass for his Nirvana cover band at night. You know?
Okay. I can see that, yeah.
Something just kind of annoying about his look. but good to visit with Dan, and good to whip his ass on the field, too. Just really, really a good quality ass whooping.
It was.
So did that ass whooping embolden your thought that this is a playoff
team? No.
Okay.
Come on,
but I won't say that publicly. I won't say it publicly.
Oh, well.
Look, we are cursed. This team is cursed.
You're admitting this.
I'm admitting it to you guys privately.
Okay.
I mean, do you know how hard I've had to work to not have playoff success for 30 years? I mean, that you have to start thinking it's intentional. I'm worried people are going to start catching on that I've been sabotaging this team.
It does kind of look intentional sometimes.
I mean, I'm purposely trying to tank this team.
Yeah.
So I can use a team as a tax write-off. I don't even know how that would work, but that's what I'm doing.
Oh, you couldn't stand that. If people weren't going to the games and...
No, I love them still going to the games, but I have proven there is no correlation between winning on the football field and having asses sitting in the seats of that stadium.
That's true.
Yeah, it keeps happening.
There's zero correlation. So, see, I proved all the experts wrong. You can have the world's most expensive sports franchise without ever having to win a game.
It's true.
Well, I know you're 3-3-1, but you're undefeated at home, and your coaches seem to be making great adjustments. Like at the halftime, maybe they made some adjustments yesterday.
George, let me be honest with you. I didn't actually see a lot of that second half gameplay yesterday. Now, usually that'd be because I'm usually so drunk by
passed
that
out,
time.
Yeah,
I'm pass out, you know, blackout drunk. But yesterday that sunlight was streaming into the ass end of our stadium so brightly that it burned holes clean through the back of my aging retinas.
It did.
It did.
Wow.
And it left me blinder than Stevie Wonder's.
Well, you know, you really? Could just close the curtains.
Well, last night I was trying to leave my suite, and I couldn't see where I was going. I fell down an open elevator shaft.
Oh, my God.
All
you're
way
okay?
Down.
You seem to be okay.
All the way down. Well, yeah. I'm fine. Thank goodness. That's where the alcohol came in to blunt some of the pain from landing on top of the elevator car that was three floors down.
But, oh, my gosh.
But, yeah. And even this morning, I still couldn't see. Still couldn't see.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I walked in. To deliver my morning slap to the face of Stephen for being a dumbass.
You do that every
it's
morning?
It's kind of a tradition, father-son tradition. And didn't even realize that I just slapped Matt Eberflus.
Oh, no.
Right
after
face.
That game.
Right in the face.
Well,
yeah. So, I mean, you know, those are the kind of accidents that happen when you don't close the curtains.
Yeah.
So along those lines, are you ever going to consider rectifying that problem of the extreme sunlight in afternoon?
No.
You're not going to do that.
No interest in rectifying that problem.
Rectifying.
I actually enjoy watching the sun attacking the player's vision, kind of like Mark Sanchez going after a defenseless old driver. I just like that. I find it entertaining.
That's very odd.
And I'm not changing my mind on it. I'm tired of people trying to bug me, trying to get me to change my mind on this. I'm not changing my mind.
Well,
I have a hard head.
Yeah, I guess so.
Speaking of hard head, I got to mention gate agent.
Because we almost made it through.
That was my nickname for her. And so, You know, oddly, if she didn't use teeth so much, I wouldn't have had to tap her
Jerry,
on the shoulder.
Jerry, that's about enough. We're on the air.
She would have had Veruca Lawsuit Jones come
you
out.
You had a big win yesterday. Let's keep it at that.
All right, then.
And good luck at Denver. Right, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the
Jerry back to his helicopter.